You're listening to the Cruise Tips TV Unplugged podcast. We are just back from a cruise, and we're going to be sharing 10 things we would do differently if we could go back in time. Welcome to Cruise Tips TV Unplugged. I'm your host, Sherry, and we invite you to join our cruise-loving family as we travel the world creating cruise videos and vlogs. In this podcast, we talk tips, tactics, and strategies to help you make every cruise your dream cruise.
Would we not get off the ship?
What do you mean not get off the ship? Oh, you just stow away in a lifeboat. Yeah. They would never find us.
Keep going.
Yeah, we had a good one.
We got to do a back-to-back sometime.
I would love that so much. Yeah, we got to get tips from people on the best back-to-back cruise tips.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you. If you were to do a back-to-back, would you want to stay in the same cruise cabin from one week to the next, or would you like to mix it up and try a different area of the ship?
Well, it depends. I think if it was a good cabin, then definitely I'd want to stay in. I mean, nobody wants to move all their stuff.
Right. I've heard that the room stewards can help you with that a bit, though. Help you get all your stuff to another place. But yeah, if it's a good location, it'd be more relaxing to stay put, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you have no complaints about the cabin you're in, I don't see any reason, unless you're moving up to, a suite or something.
Right. Well, that has nothing to do with our topic today, which is very typical for us. We typically go off on a tangent before we even get through the intro.
That's why I'm here.
That's why you're here. Bring us back. So we were reflecting. We were eating dinner last night. And we were kind of reflecting on our cruise, and we were thinking, what would we have done differently? And this isn't really like a list of regrets or anything like that. It's just that we all sort of learn every time we go on a cruise how we would do things differently. So for those of you who haven't been listening lately, our last cruise was on Wonder of the Seas. It was a 7-night Caribbean cruise. Our last two episodes were dedicated to basically a very thorough review of the ship. It took us two full episodes to get through all of the different topics of dining and entertainment and service and the food and all of that. But this week we're talking about that ship, but it's really more just a cruise reflection. So if you're not super interested in Wonder of the Seas as a ship, I think you'll still find these things that we would do differently to maybe be somewhat interesting. It is a bit more of a personal topic, it's not so much just tips and tricks, but we wanted to share. It's something that we thought about, and we were having taco salads, and we thought, hey, wait, we have a lot of things we would have done differently. And the whole family pitched in on this list. And so we decided, let's share it with our friends on the podcast. So it's like 10 or 11 things, these most likely a nice round 10. But the first thing that came to mind for us in hindsight is that we actually would have flown in to Orlando earlier. We flew in the night before our cruise. And, when you're flying from the Pacific coast or the west coast to the east coast, you lose 3 hours of time. So we got in at like 10 p.m. and it was pretty late. So we basically just went to bed. We didn't really eat dinner. We just basically conked out, woke up, and had to get on the shuttle and get on the ship. And that was rough because, again, it was 3 hours ahead. So it was the equivalent of us having to be on a shuttle at 6:30 in the morning. So could I have done that? Probably. Should I have done it? Absolutely. It would have been so nice to just hang out at a hotel in Orlando, go swimming for the day, sit in the sun, get our bags kind of, shift things around a little bit. Just be so nice. So
it definitely would be nice. But you're talking about more money now, right?
Yeah, because you have to, paying for one more night of a hotel.
So I have a question, a hypothetical question for you.
Okay.
And I've kind of lost track of the things that we discussed at dinner, but don't all of these things come down to either time or money or both?
Yeah. And usually it's usually for us, it's more time. Time is more the currency here because it's that precious time off work. You're trying to, what's the word? Hoard your vacation days. Like, I'm always trying to carefully budget my vacation days, and getting out there earlier would have meant another 8 hours of vacation time.
Yeah, because when you were talking earlier and you said this isn't necessarily regrets,
right?
I instantly started thinking about regrets. And and honestly, my regrets are things that we didn't have time to do.
Yes.
There are so many things to do that we just didn't have time. And I was thinking, well, how do you address it if you don't have time? And I guess I guess the answer is better time management or better planning, but I still don't.
I think you hit on the answer earlier, and that's a back-to-back cruise, Mr. Christmas. Yeah. I think you need 2 weeks on Wonder of the Seas, folks. I mean, for goodness sakes, we didn't get to do laser tag. We didn't even do the Rising Tide Bar. What is wrong with us?
Or the karaoke.
The karaoke? I didn't ride the carousel. I mean, come on. Yeah, back-to-back cruise is the answer to all of this. So,
time and money.
Time and money. So yeah, still a regret though. I probably would have splurged on those extra 8 hours of vacation time to take that day to just have more rest. And the other thing too, some of you may have been following this cruise. Again, this is kind of personal, probably silly for me to share it, but we were having some serious rainstorms in California. Like you guys heard about the flooding out here. It was so bad that our airport closed and we were concerned we weren't even going to be able to get out of the area that we live in. So it was a hairy travel day for us, getting just driving to the airport in extreme rain. We posted a photo on our Patreon of Mr. Cruise Tips TV, like hauling the bags through the rain from the parking lot into the airport. It was really intense. It would have just been nice to have more time to relax and unwind in preparation to get on the cruise. You're just less keyed up when you get on the cruise, you know? So that's it's my true. First one. It's true.
It's true. And she's not exaggerating about us being worried about actually if we were going to get to the airport, because we basically have, you know, two freeways and one of them was closed.
Correct. And we're going to talk about time of year for this cruise a little bit later in the list. But let's move on to number two, Mr. Cruise Tips TV. The number two regret, this is so random, you guys. This is like very personal and very random, but huge thing I would do differently is not buying my son an arcade gift card for Christmas. Because guess what? He didn't end up using it. And usually when you buy a gift card for one of these types of venues on the ship in advance, you get a discount. And I did. I was like, oh my gosh, this is the best Christmas present ever. I'm going to buy him a $50 gift card for $39.99. for Christmas. I'm going to wrap it up and put it under the tree. And he didn't end up really liking the arcade on the ship. And we forgot about the gift card or the credit. And it's just money lost. So that's, you know, I mean, I would do that differently. I would say lesson learned. Make sure that if you're buying some sort of a gift card like that, you know, if it is non-refundable, you know that it's non-refundable. You just have to eat the money.
Well, let's be clear, though. Normally, he would have blown through that $50 gift card in like 2 days.
Yeah.
But there just weren't any games that appealed to him.
He wasn't into it. Yeah, it's true. He wasn't into it. So that happens. Okay, this next tip or this next thing I would do differently is kind of a Royal Caribbean thing, but it's kind of also any old cruise line. I would have asked for paper cruise compasses on day one. So what was happening on this Royal Caribbean cruise is the app was fine, but sometimes the times would be inconsistent, the venues would be incorrect, and you guys know me, I'm a little bit of a traditionalist. I like the paper, I like the paper newsletters. So I would have asked for that on day one. I think we asked for it on like day three. So lesson learned, ask for it. Your room steward can bring it every day. And it's comforting and wonderful to have that beautiful little trifold. And yes, I'm old and I acknowledge that.
You are, but I'm older. So I'm actually thinking I missed the stone tablets.
Okay. You missed the stone tablets. I know, right? Flintstones over here, Mr. Cruise Tips TV.
Thank you for that courtesy laugh.
Yeah. So last night after we went to bed last night and we've been thinking about this episode, and I have something that's not on the list that I'm going to say right now. I'm going to throw it in there because this was a huge one on this cruise and I can't believe that I forgot it last night. And that is, friends, that you need to pack medication, any type of medication that you think you might need. Take an abundance of it. And I'm a light packer, a carry-on packer, but we ran out of ibuprofen. And we had some aches and pains on this cruise. And we had this experience where we went to the gift shop thinking we'll just buy some ibuprofen. If you listened to last week's episode, you may have heard that they sent us to the medical center. They're like, oh, go to the medical center. We're like, no, I'm not going to the medical center to buy pain reliever. I don't want to go down there. I don't want them to think something's wrong with me. You know, I just have a headache. Okay. So, I regret not packing more ibuprofen for my family. And this is something that we had. We just didn't have enough of it to get us through, you know, a bad headache and a bad backache. We, you know, we're dealing with some aches and pains. And it was like, okay, lesson learned. We're going to go ahead and budget a little bit more space in the toiletry bag for any kind of medication, or maybe even some toiletries, I think could be a takeaway from this. But I had to throw that one in there, Mr. Cruises, because I was laying awake last night thinking, oh man, I would do that differently. Because it's not cheap to buy ibuprofen on a cruise ship. We ultimately found it in a vending machine up by the kids center. Was it by the kids center? I feel like it was by the teen club.
The teen center, yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird. It was like in this, I know I said this already, but I'm repeating that there are sunscreen, medication, and toiletries in a very strange dark alley on Wonder of the Seas. It's like a dark hallway. No, it's weird.
It's not really dark. It's just kind of an odd thing. It's like, it's odd. This is here.
Yeah. Okay, so that is my random number four. Moving on, another thing that I would do differently on Wonder of the Seas, and I think this is an excellent Royal Caribbean tip. If you would like to go ice skating, friends, you know how Royal Caribbean has ice rinks on some of their ships in Studio B, where the same place they show the ice show, you can go ice skating. Well, on our sailing, one thing we noticed towards the end of the cruise was that most of the ice skating, free skate, happened early in the cruise, like the first 3 days, 4 days maybe. And then there was no ice skating the last 2 days. And Junior was like, dude, I want to ice skate some more. And it was just no longer a thing. I don't know why that is. But if there's any activity that you'd like to do on board, don't hesitate. Get it booked up early and do it and take advantage of it. We're so glad that we went early on, but we only went once. And I would have loved to have gone ice skating multiple times.
It's fun.
He's a little obsessed with ice skating right now, honey.
Yeah, and I have to say, it's vastly improved over what it has been, because years gone by, those ice skates were horrible.
Yeah.
And I have to say that this time, they were much better. They were actually comfortable.
It was like putting vices on your ankles before.
Well, they were just basically cheap plastic. Yeah. In the early days of ice skating on board Royal Caribbean, and now that it's much, much better.
I would venture to say the ice skates were posh. They were nice.
Now, yeah.
Now, they're really nice. And I think that the sanitizing the helmets thing with the spray was actually a really nice touch too. For the germaphobes in the room.
Any sanitizing is a nice touch.
Yeah. So true. Okay, so if you're going on Royal Caribbean and you want to go ice skating, or there's any activity you want to do, don't wait. Do it early. And for the record, ice skating on this ship does not require a reservation. It's not a matter of making a reservation. It's just a matter of going. You just show up, right? Okay. Another thing I would do differently on our last cruise, Mr. Cruise TV, I would have fought for traditional dining. Now, I don't know what happened to our traditional dining arrangement. I thought we had a 5:15 reservation. Second I got on the ship, I saw that we had been switched to Mai Tai. I don't know how or why that happened. It's really strange to me, but we kind of went with it, with the Mai Tai thing, after we saw it in the app. And now in hindsight, especially with the deck four smoke issue that we had in the Mai Tai dining room, I think I would fight for trying to secure a traditional dining reservation. And that's really on any cruise for me. I really like the same time and the same servers and the same table every night.
Yeah, it did work out. But now you have to clarify what you mean by the smoke issue, because there wasn't smoke in the dining room.
Right.
There was.
There was smoke.
There you go.
In the foyer.
As you're waiting for your table.
Yeah, like the lead-in area.
Because the Royal Casino, or the Casino Royale, I guess is what it's called, is
isn't
right
there.
Isn't
that a Bond movie? Casino Royale, yeah, babe?
It is.
Yeah, the Royal Casino's right there on deck four, and the smoke wafts in. It's something we've talked about this ad nauseum. I feel bad but it was a huge bummer. It really made us feel awful too. We were coughing and the staff was coughing and there's just so much smoke. But once you got into the dining room, you were fine. However, smoke issue, just the whole vibe of the dining room, it was really killer service. We had a great experience, but I still would probably say I'd fight for my traditional dining experience. I think it's nice. Listen, I'm sounding old. This episode is making me sound old. Let me give you an example. Go ahead and get the paper newsletter, some ibuprofen, and a traditional dining experience for Sherry. What am I? Who am I? What's happening here? I'm just a traditional cruiser. You're afraid you don't want to offend me or anyone else. Or
everyone gets old.
I know. I mean,
that's the bottom line. Buckle up. It's going to happen.
Yeah. I know. That's rough, isn't
it? I'm old.
You're not old.
I'm old.
Why do you say that?
I'm feeling old right now.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
But let's move on.
All right. Okay. Well, let's talk about the next thing that we would do differently. Early in the cruise, I would say I would have let guest services help me with anything and everything. There was really no line at guest services on the whole cruise. They had an incredibly well-staffed team. They had like a greeter at the front of the line to help you. There was no reason why, if you're having any kind of a problem on your cruise, you shouldn't just buzz down there and get some help. I just didn't understand that the guest services team on this particular cruise also acted as kind of like the box office, you know? And there's just so many things they can help you with. So, you know, I've mentioned in the past few weeks how important I think it is to speak up on cruises when you're having an issue, but I think I would have done it sooner on this cruise. Looking back, I would just say, okay, anything that's not right, if I'm having a show issue in the app or if there's something I'm just confused about, I would legit just beeline for guest services. They're so nice. They want to help. And we have to remember, you guys, these Oasis class ships, there's a lot going on. They're kind of overwhelming. And navigating, trying to find every answer in your cruise compass or from your room steward, sometimes you just can't. You need help. And these people are trained hotel professionals that are there to help you, and they want you to be happy, and they do such a good job.
Now, is this going to be a Royal Caribbean thing for you?
No.
Or is this going to be your new approach?
I'm going to say new approach. I feel that it was particularly important on this particular cruise because we did have a few little things we needed help with. I'm not going to even call them issues because they weren't. They were just questions, right? And I think I needed to seek help out sooner. And I'm going to give an example of that because one of these next items is actually exactly that. And that is that we were like waiting for the laundry discount that comes on a Royal Caribbean cruise. We're waiting for it. We're on like day three and we're like, usually they put a bag on the bed and they put a little note that says, hey, today we're doing a $35 fill the bag thing. Well, that day did not come. And so we're like, what do we do? And I should have just gone to guest services and asked. Turns out our room steward was like, oh, of course I can help you with that. I am so sorry that, you know, I didn't tell you. You should have heard about this on day two or three. We didn't hear about it anywhere. I didn't see it in a newsletter. Nobody put a sign on my bed that says you can, you know, put all your dirty clothes in here and we'll wash them for $35. So again, this is a speak up thing. If you want to get your laundry done on Royal Caribbean, it's expensive, but you can get it done. Then they have a little package deal. Ask about the package deal on Royal Caribbean and ask early.
Yeah, I think that's the heart of what you're talking about there is generally the laundry is pretty expensive. They don't have self-serve laundry. So you wait for this day where they have this package deal and you knew about it.
Right.
But you never got notified.
Right.
So.
And when you say the laundry is expensive on Royal Caribbean, let me explain to people what that means. When you want to do your laundry, it's like a hotel. You know, you find the laundry bag and a price list in the drawer. And the price list is scary. It's like pants, $5 each, t-shirts, $3 each, undergarments, $2 each. And I'm making up the prices right now. But when you start thinking about all of the dirty laundry that you wore on the airplane, you're like, okay, that's $78 right there. And that's just, you know, my plain clothing that I need to wear home. Again, we pack light, guys. So doing laundry on a ship happens a lot for us. We're carry-on only packers whenever we can. And this was definitely a carry-on only trip. So I know this, probably some of you are like, why on earth were you doing laundry? And I respect that. Don't do laundry if you don't have to. But for us, we really needed to do it. We needed to get our hoodies and our jeans washed so we could wear them. It's kind of cool weather too in Florida. And we didn't have like a, you know, whole ensemble of hoodies and jeans that we could wear when it got chilly. So this is a priority for us. All right, Mr. Cruise TV, you look like you wanted to say something. You're good?
Well, you were saying that you were making up the prices, but I do remember that it was $5 per pair of jeans.
Yeah,
so
I think you're right.
That was accurate.
Yeah. And I think some of the dress shirts were like $5 a pop too. So it's definitely cheaper to do the fill your bag for $35. And our room steward was very eager to help. And I think we got things back within 48 hours, maybe sooner.
Yeah, it was like the next day.
I think it was. I think they say it's going to take 2 days, but yeah, then they really try to give it to you the next day.
I think she may have felt bad, and so she had it rushed.
Yeah.
But I'm not certain about that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think she did kind of, she overheard us asking another steward about it, and she was like, how can I help you? Like, I think she felt bad that we didn't have a need that was being met, but we were just being, you know, inquisitive. Hey, do you happen to know when that laundry bag's going to come? And she's like stepped right in and helped. It was really sweet. I love it. Okay. Mr. Cruise Tips TV. I never thought I would be saying this next one, this next thing I'd do differently, because, you know, we tend to always book cabins at the very back or the very front of the ship. We love being isolated and like all the way at the end of the hallway, because what happens is you avoid so many different
cross traffic.
Yeah. You avoid cross traffic. And as a result, you avoid noise contamination. We like kind of our room to be sort of quiet, like, you know, especially when you're sleeping. So we don't want to be near an elevator, and we don't want to be near everyone walking by slamming their doors. I gotta tell you, we did that on this cruise. We booked at the very back of deck 8, and this ship is so stinking huge. I was struggling. It was too far to walk. And I've never, and this was our 40th cruise, my 40th cruise, I have never uttered these words before, but if I go on Royal Caribbean again on a giant Oasis class ship, I don't think I'm going to book the very back cabin.
You're going to get some pushback, I think, from me on that, because it's the noise, avoiding the noise, it's worth it to me.
Yeah.
I don't mind doing a little extra walking. I know where you're coming from.
Yep.
But I don't know. And I certainly wouldn't want to be close to the elevators, because that's...
No,
that's,
I wouldn't either.
Asking for trouble.
Those early morning runs to Park Cafe to get coffee, though, when I was not quite awake, they were a little bit brutal.
I think with every cruise ship, you have to look at the big picture, because we were ultimately kind of close to the Aqua Theater. And so we were getting a lot of noise from the Aqua Theater, too. So I don't know.
Yeah. And I didn't mind the noise from the Aqua Theater, because it was really great music, right? Like, they were playing Bjork and all this other amazing music. And once you knew what it was, you were like, oh yeah, the Aqua Theater show is on again. But yeah, it had some disadvantages, I guess. But I think it's something I'll just consider. I'll take it into consideration, right?
Ship by ship.
Ship by ship. I still love being on the same deck as Central Park, though, because I love Central Park. It was funny on this cruise. You know, whenever we would get separated, it turned out that by like day 5, Junior knew where to find me. They'd be like, where's mom? And he'd be like, I'll go find her. I know where she is. I was always somewhere in Central Park. I was either at Park Cafe getting like a snack, or I was at the Trellis Bar, or just sitting like on a bench, you know, in my little happy place. So it was funny. I think it's really great when you find a neighborhood on Royal Caribbean that you really resonate with, where you can chill. That's definitely my neighborhood. It's
beautiful. Yeah, he wasn't going to be looking for you on the Flow Rider or anything like that. She's on the rock wall.
Nope, she's in Central Park finding another comforting cup of soup at the Park Cafe as an afternoon snack, which I love, by the way. I love Park Cafe. It's so great. All right, Mr. Cruise Tips TV. This next one is a little bit rough for me to talk about, but I got to tell you guys, this was our first time cruising in January. Maybe ever. I don't know that we've ever cruised in January. We know for sure we've cruised in December and November and February. All these other months that are like winter. But I would actually say that cruising in January is scary for us. First of all, it's the rainy season where we live. So, you know, in terms of like flight delays and road closures, the risk of having a flight issue is pretty high from like January through March where we live. So we have to take that into consideration. It's also the peak of flu season, and there were a lot of sick people on the flight. There were a lot of sick people in the airport. There were a lot of sick people on the ship. And this is going to be the new reality. We have to just admit that this is the time, you know, the time of year when that's going to happen more, but it was a little bit hard for us to kind of see that. And I think it's something we need to take into consideration that maybe there's a lot of benefits to cruising in January. The prices are good. The weather's mild, you know, it's pretty good, but I just don't, I think there may be some more downsides for us than there are upsides for January. So all that said, I feel like this is a hard thing because we all have to sort of find those sweet months when we really love cruising. And there was a lot that I liked about it. Like the weather was really lovely once we got down to the Caribbean, but the seas were really rough. I mean, we are really feeling some motion on Wonder of the Seas those first two nights, which is weird. You're on the world's largest cruise ship with some really incredible stabilizers. We were rocking and rolling. So there's some downsides to January. Weather, flu season, flight delays, all those things are things for y'all to take into consideration, perhaps, right?
Right.
All right. Junior asked me to share this next tip. He was such a contributor last night when we were chatting over dinner about this. And he's like, I know what I would have done differently. And he like very assertively said, I would have stayed at the Thrill Water Park until they close, man. Like, what are we doing leaving? This is the great thing about Perfect Day at Cocokee, you guys. That ship is not leaving without you. They're going to come round you up and they're going to find you on that island and they're going to make you leave, right? You can push it a little bit. That Perfect Day and Thrill Water Park too. We left because we wanted to go kind of check out a beach, and he was like, mom, you know, and he's right. The crowds dissipate. There's zero lines later in the day at the water park. And heck yeah, I would have loved to have gotten in a few more runs on some of the water slides and just enjoyed it all to ourselves. So I really appreciate that he shared that tip and that was for him. That was something he would do differently.
Now, last time we were there, we were like the last people back on the ship. So, I think he really enjoyed that whole experience because there were zero lines.
Right.
It was pretty much just us. And even it's on some of the slides, the workers were saying, yeah, you might want to try and get back to the ship now so we can go home.
We're still open. Yeah. And when we were walking back on the dock, on the way from Perfect Day, like the beach areas, back to the ship, the only other people who were with us on that walk, like all the guests were back on the ship, it was literally just the Perfect Day employees, and they were all on the little trams, and they had ice chests and everything transporting the food and the bev back onto the ship. And it was really funny to be like, we didn't care at all. We knew the ship wasn't leaving. You feel sort of safe. They're going to round you up if you're like delinquent out there. So yeah. So props to Junior. He would stay at Thrill Water Park until as late as he possibly could. He'd push it. And I think it's a really good tip for families. Get there early or stay late or both. Do it all.
Get there early, stay late.
Yeah, get your money's worth.
Sleep in the next day.
You can sleep when you get home. Oh my goodness. All right, Mr. Crucipsby, our last sort of reflection on this is going to be a couple packing things that we would do differently. This is not a packing episode, just a few things that I think that we would do differently. One of them I already mentioned is pack the medications that you need. Be careful about that because sometimes it's hard to find those things on a ship. But I made a rookie packing mistake on this cruise. Do you know what it is, Mr. Cruise TV?
No.
I broke a sherry rule.
Oh, you're talking about the shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. We have these rules that we continually break.
Yep. Yeah. So here's what I did, you guys. I bought some new flip-flops about 3 months ago that were identical to my normal flip-flops. So I was thinking, like, it's cool. You know, they're new. It'll be fine. I can take them on the cruise because they're the same ones that I always wear. But for some reason, the size was a little bit smaller. And they actually, like, rubbed a nice little hole in my foot. You know, like, not even a blister, but, like, a hole. And they were the only flip-flops I'd packed. They were, like, the only beach day shoes that I had. So I just had to deal with a blister. This is like Cruise Tips TV 101, okay? Total rookie mistake. I wore those suckers in over the course of the week. They're no longer new, but come on, don't pack new shoes. Learn from us. Learn from our ridiculous mistakes and definitely don't repeat that one. But it does happen. And you just have to realize new shoes are kind of stiff when you first get them.
break your shoes in before the cruise.
Yeah.
You can buy new shoes, just break them in before the cruise.
Wear them around your house.
You're
going to
be doing a lot of walking on that cruise ship, on any cruise ship. So not a good place for new shoes.
Nope. Mr. Cruise Tips TV, that rounds it out for me. That's sort of the things that we would do differently. I know for many of you, this shed some light on some tips and tricks that you might be able to take away from it. I know that is a bit personal, but sometimes we do like to share sort of the takeaways that we have and the reflections, because we're not really cruise experts and we're always learning and we do continue to make mistakes, and you will too. No cruise is perfect. No packing game is perfect, right? And we all have sort of like look back things that are perfectly normal, but it was nice to spend some time with you, Mr. Cruise Tips TV.
Always.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing what all of your sort of things you do differently are. When I post this episode out on social, be sure to share with me from your last cruise, what are some things you're like, oh, dope, I wish I would have done that differently. Until next time, friends, we'll see you on the high seas. Thanks for listening to Cruise Tips TV Unplugged. If you like our show and want to know more, check us out at cruisetipstv.com. You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram by searching Cruise Tips TV. We'd love if you'd leave us a review wherever you're listening to this podcast, subscribe to the show, and tune in next week. Until next time, we'll see you on the high seas.